Ramble On. The Story of Our Love for Walking Britain by Sinclair Mackay. Read by Jonathan Oliver. Introduction. You are not long out of the railway station before you catch the desired view. The enchanting old windmills, one white, one black, on the crest of the hill, like odd little boats with bright wooden sails riding a giant green wave. A map is scarcely necessary. Your destination can be in no doubt. The authorities have fallen over themselves to pepper the road with brown signs that point insistently. They gesture to the South Downs, as if to say, well, why else would you be here? The initial stretch of railway-hugging concrete pathway is slightly urinous in smell, but bordered on the other side by delicate woodlands, throbbing with bluebells on this sunny spring day. It is a trifling nuisance, this blistered tarmac cut-through that discreetly ushers you out of the Sussex town of Hassox. A tiny price to pay for the goal that lies ahead. A mile later, you look right up again at the green hill with its white skeleton of chalk beneath. You rejoin the South Downs path. With more of those signs urging you on, you gaze up at that distant ridge, and the sky above that with all its pale blue promise. No one who considers themselves to be any kind of a walker could conceivably hold back. The old children's story formulation, over the hills and far away, is one of the most evocative phrases in the English language.